Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
Everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future is yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 it's yours. 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 Everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
Well, we know we just need to pray, amen, because no matter where they are, God can hear our prayers. Everywhere that we are, all our circumstances, God knows, amen. So let us pray. Let us be close before the throne of grace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you right now. Lord, we thank you right now. Lord, we magnify your name right now. We ask you to look on your people, Lord, all over the radio broadcast today. In the name of Jesus, you know, Lord, all about their trials. You know, Lord, all about their situations. But, oh, God, you are in control, and there's nothing that you cannot do but fail. You know, Lord, look on that mother there. Look on that father there. Look on those children, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we come to you, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Look on those, Lord, who are in backslidden condition. God, you said in your word that you're married to the backslider. Oh, Jesus, come on in with your spirit and restore. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I know that you're able because you did it for me. I know that you are nothing like we've ever seen. There's no power greater than yours. But, oh, God, we submit ourselves to you. Say, come on on, Jesus. See about your children. Come on, Jesus. See about those crying. Yes, Lord. You know the request. Gone on before you. Here we are, Lord. We are praying, Lord, and we're standing in the gap, Lord. Oh, Jesus, look on the sick and shut in. Oh, God, you are greater than any sickness. You're greater than any disease. You're greater than any disorder. All power is in your hand. We are calling on your son, Jesus, the great physician, Jesus, come on in, go in the hospitals and touch right now, go in the operating room and move by your spirit, in the name of Jesus, go in the nursing home, let them know that you're still alive, you're still God, and you can touch one more time, yeah, Lord. Let them feel your anointing, Lord. Yes, Lord. You are able, Lord, to touch feeble minds. You're in control of even the mind. Heal the mind today in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on those infirmities unmentioned. But, oh, God, wherever your saints are, you know, Lord, them name by name, issue by issue, situation by situation, location by location. You are all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful God. Move by your spirit. Yes, Lord, help the saints of God everywhere, Lord. Say yes to your will. Help the saints of God say yes, Lord, to whatever you want them to do. Oh, God, look on Zion today. Take us higher, Lord. We want to go higher, higher in you, deeper in your word. Jesus, come on in the service today. Jesus, come on in the touch right now. Oh, God, have mercy on your children. Have mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord, on us, Lord. We're here to serve you. We're here to praise you. We're here to give you the glory. Yes, Lord. Somebody need to feel your touch today. Yes, Lord. Somebody need to know that you're God, Jehovah Jireh. You're still God all by yourself. Yes, Lord. You know, Lord, what needs to be said to your people, Lord. Lord, sit on the word, Lord. Use me as an oracle, Lord. Lord, speak the word, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that someone can get saved. Someone can be delivered and set free. Somebody can get a refilling, Lord. Oh, God, here we are, Lord. And we're just thanking you right now. We're thanking you for your touch. We're thanking you for your anointing. We're thanking you, Lord, and we're claiming the victory right now. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen and amen. You're listening to Prophetic Outreach Chapel Cleveland. That's LRMG. We're located at 12025 Griffin Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44120. Our phone number is 216-538-0432. We're going to be talking for a subject, the gift of God. Can you say it with me? The gift of God. We are going to be reading Ephesians 2, amen. And therefore, you have time to go get that. We're going to talk about the precious gift of God. Some of us take it for granted, but we need to understand that God has given us a great, great, great gift, and nobody else could have did this but God. Amen. Reader, if you would read Ephesians 2, please. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin.
Yes.
And what you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh,
yes.
fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind,
yes.
and were by nature children of wrath,
mm-hmm.
just as the others.
Yes,
but God, who is rich in mercy,
uh-huh.
because of his great love with which he loved us,
yes.
even when we were dead in trespasses,
yes.
made us alive together with Christ.
Yes.
By grace you have been saved.
By grace.
And raised us up together and made us sit together
yes.
in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Yes, thank you.
That in the ages he comes, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Jesus Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith,
mm-hmm.
and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
Yes.
Not of works, lest anyone shall boast. For we are his workmanship,
mm-hmm.
created in Christ Jesus for good.
Mm-hmm.
Good work, which God prepared beforehand that we shall walk in them.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, remember that you once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in flesh by hand, that at times you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of the promise, having no hope without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
Yes.
For he himself is our peace,
mm-hmm.
who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation.
Yes.
And abolished in his flesh the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
That is the law of commandments contained in ordinance, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace. And that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, therefore putting to death the enemy. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off and to those who were near. For through him, we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ himself, in whom together into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, if you will say with me again, the gift of God.
The gift of God.
Okay. The first things first. You know, we like to think that this didn't happen, but I'm here to tell you that we all have fallen short and have sinned. Amen?
Amen.
Nobody came here perfect except for one man. Amen?
Amen.
So let us be reminded of the fact that we all had a walk in our own flesh, after our own flesh. Amen?
Amen.
But see, we get caught up in the fact that we want to pretend like our yesterday didn't happen. Amen?
Amen?
But I'm here to remind you that if it wasn't but for God, you would still be in your yesterday. Amen?
Oh, yeah.
If it wasn't for your God, some of us would not even be here today. Amen? But we think because of the gift of God, he allowed us to have these considerations. You know, we were walking, they got the movie called The Walking Dead, amen? But what they have not did was talk about the reality that those who are not saved are the walking dead, amen? Because they're dead to Christ. They're just dead to the spirituality of walking after the light. Amen? Those who are still walking in themselves are still walking in darkness. They're still dead, folks, because if the Lord should call them home that time in their sins, where we once were, you would be gone into judgment, and you would be on the way to hell. Amen. That means you are already dead with no chance of life. Your life according to the... So don't try and fool yourself like you didn't have a yesterday. I'm here to tell you. In other words, don't get all holier than thou. Amen. Because it's just as surely as you had a yesterday and you want to be all holy and thou, the devil will show you up. Amen. Because just when you think you are sanctified and all of that, then that people who you used to run with will show up and tell you all about your business. But you said you're holy, sanctified, never did anything wrong. Amen? So don't get caught up into what God did for you like you all perfect. But remember that you have a yesterday and that you are saved today. Amen? So I want to choose that if they were born saved. But I want you to know the Bible will let you know the God, you're a liar and the truth. Amen? Because it said all have fallen short in sin. You can't say, but I'm morally, I'm okay. I don't do those things. I don't lie. I don't cheat. I don't do this, that, and the other. But if you're not saved and have not confessed your sins, you're still a sinner. Amen? But see, we got some people that the only thing they want to know about is prosperity. They don't want to talk about their sins. They don't want to talk about what it needs to be saved. They don't want to preach about the people about you got to receive that greatest gift of God. They don't want to talk about salvation. They don't want to talk about deliverance. They don't want to give them ear candy. But I'm here to tell you that God has a gift for you, and you can walk any old kind of way and get. Amen. You can get any old kind of way and get this gift. Amen. People are still walking around serving the prince of this world. And if you want to try to convince the saints that they are saved, they still want to walk around and act as if they're saved. But I'm here to tell you that because what you do in darkness will be come out to the light. Amen. They talked about the things that they did on the weekend. Then they want to come to church and shout, amen, like they hadn't did out partying all weekend long, hadn't did all the things all week long. There was not of this truly spiritual life. They walked in the flesh and did everything of the flesh, amen, but then want to come to church and sing and shout and try to convince the saints that they're saved. But you can't really fool the saints of God either. I want you to know that, amen. Those folks who are truly saved, sanctified, they know when you're coming in with the wrong spirit. You may fool some of the saints, amen. But one thing is for sure, when you have the prince of this world in your life and you're subjective to that, it will show, amen. One thing is for sure, this is the thing, you cannot fool God. No matter how perfect your life you try to pretend that you live, you can't fool God, amen. The other thing is you can't fool the devil. The devil knows if he got you or not. He knows if you're not bothering you, you're not being attacked on every side just because he already have you. Why he going to try to attack you when he already has you, amen? He's just trying to convince you, make you do things for all this world, amen? Here's the thing. You can't even fool yourself. Amen. You know when you're saved and not saved. You know when you're filled and not filled. You know when you're running the service so you can get thrilled but not filled. You know when you're not even anointed, nor appointed, nor on fire. You know where you are. So the sad part of that is knowing where you are and you reject the gift of God. The sad thing would be having been in church all your life, heard about the testimony, heard about the word of God, been talked to about the word of God, been taught about the word of God, preached about the word of God, prayed over and everything else, but yet and still you have not received or accepted the gift of God. There's time on your hands. And I want you to know that time is quickly winding up. If you've been playing church, time is winding up. It's time to get on the right foot. Amen. There's something about being around the saints of God that ought to make you want to ask to receive that gift of God. But I want you to know it says, oh, but God. When you look over your life, just take a minute to look over your life out there in radio land and think about, I don't care whether you're saved or not saved, and think about if it hadn't been for God, what would have happened to you? When you think about those situations where maybe your life was at stake, when you think about those situations where you were in the wrong place at the wrong time, doing the wrong thing and all kinds of things, but oh, but for God, He did not let you succumb to your circumstances. Amen? Why you say is that, Pastor? Because it talks about grace, talks about mercy, talks about kindness, and the greatest thing, love towards us. I'm so glad today that Jesus saves, amen. I'm so glad that Jesus saves, amen. When you look back over your yesterday, you know, and you think about your walk, your run, your laying down, all the things that you have did with the devil, the prince, think about, the prince of the power of the air. If you look at the news and you see what the devil is having people doing, all kinds of things that look ungodly, all kinds of things. The devil has occupied people's minds, hearts, and spirit, and they're doing everything conceivable under the sun that isn't holy. Amen? But I want you to know there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. But when you go back and you think about your life, yet, oh, but the God of mercy and grace have pity on our sin-sick souls. Oh, yeah, we were sick, amen. We were so sick that we needed a fix of whatever the devil had to offer. We were so sick that we couldn't do it without thinking about satisfying the flesh. Yes, we were so sick that we just had a mind that was all occupied by the devil, amen. We were so sick that we had demonic forces all around us doing demonic kind of things. Oh, we were so sick that our sin was stinking up to God's nostrils. But God did, hey, thank you, Jesus. God did what man couldn't do. He showed us real love. He showed us real love, amen. We think that we have all kind of love, but there's nothing like the love of God, amen? Because man's love is fleeting, which means it is brief, it is short, short-lived, quick, and it is momentary. I can love you this minute, and the next minute I can hate you the next minute, amen? You know, man, there's something else with how he chooses to love. You can be friends today and enemies tomorrow. I'm so glad that Jesus is not like that, amen? I'm so glad that when God stretched out his ever-loving arms, that it was for keeps, that he wasn't going to change tomorrow. He wasn't going to change down the line. God is the same today as he is yesterday and tomorrow and forevermore. I'm so glad that Jesus saved me. That it showed his love to the devil's job is to get in your mind. I want you to know that. That's how the devil got to control you. The devil's job is to get in your mind. When you would do right, he would have you do wrong. He would have you to make that wrong look so good that you think that it is right. Amen? If you're full of the devil, amen. The devil's job is to not only get in your mind, but have you out the things of the flesh in your mind with no remorse. Amen. Said, but Jesus, oh, but God, Jesus' love can release the mind. He can release the thought process and make it what? Brand new. Because what, you become a brand new creature. What kind of love is that? That when he loves you, that he makes you brand new, even in your mind. What a God we serve. Amen. But I want you to know that, see, man, hey, man would just push you on out there and love you for a minute and leave you. Amen. And said, I'm through with you. They'll use you up. But God will use you and for his goodness. And there's no such thing as no use up in God. You, the more he uses you, the greater he can do in you. Amen. Now, I tell you what. Oh, but God, not man. Because if God acted like man and reached out to us in that way, and he gave us what we deserved. Oh, think about where some of us be if God gave us what we deserve and acted like man. What kind of punishment would we receive? What would we be in? What state would we be in? Would we even be alive? Would we be tormented? When I think about all the things that I've done, what if God had no grace? What if God had no mercy? What if God had no love? What if God just said, I'm done with the human race? I can't be bothered anymore because there are nothing but hard-headed folks. There are nothing but people who just are disobedient, stiff-necked folks. He could have said, I'm going to make a new set of beings. Amen? But God made us in his own image. Amen? And I'm so glad for that today. Amen? If you pray for me, I won't be before you long. But God, oh God, being who he is, reach out with grace to look past the sin action. Now think about that. He saw past the sin. He, you know, God don't like sin, but he looked past our sin to see what we were capable of being with the sin removed. Amen? God looked past all that, and then with his mercy, guess what? He forgave us of our sins. Amen? He said, all right, I see what you can be. I know if I clean you up on the inside what you're going to be, so I'm going to forgive you of your sins. I'm going to wash you, make you brand new. I'm going to give you a brand new mind, a brand new heart. I'm going to clean you up. Thank you, Jesus. His kindness, he looked at his kindness to see what we can become. Man looks on the outside, but God looks on the inside. Amen. Lastly, love. The most important thing was his love that he gave to us. What manner of love was it that he decided that he loved us so much in spite of ourselves, in spite of our stiffness, in spite of our sinfulness, in spite of our ways, that he said, I'm going to pay the ultimate bail with my son, Jesus. Could we have given our only son for someone else's bail, that high price? Could we have given up our son for even another family member? Could we have done this? But God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have, what did it say, some kind of life? Did it say maybe a little life? Everlasting life. On this day, when we are celebrating the Eucharist, remember, God gave his son for you and me. And the son gave his life that what we might live. As we're getting ready to have the Eucharist, examine yourself. Think about, have you actually accepted the greatest gift, which was love? Are you running around calling yourself saved and you're hateful? Are you running around calling yourself saved and you're still doing evil? Are you running around calling yourself saved and not even receive the greatest gift on the inside? You just being around the saints of God and you know how to act? I want you to know it's time to search yourself. Ask God to forgive you of anything that you've done that's not like him before you take communion, because it tells us about many people take communion, take the Eucharist, and they are not worthy and they are sick and sleeping in the grave. Take time out. Those of you in radio land, take time out before you go to take communion somewhere or go to Eucharist. Make sure that you're worthy, because God has did so much for us. Jesus has sacrificed so much for us. To take it unworthily is not respecting what God has given us. Not respecting the gift that came from God, not respecting the fact that Jesus laid down his life for you and me. Think about it, saints. Be glad that God is not like man. Be glad that Jesus was obedient to his Father. Amen. And at this point, if there's one who desired to have prayer, where you land, you can listen on. We're going to have prayer at this time. Anybody who wants to have prayer. And I want to make sure, since we have one of our ministerial staff from the Prophetic Chapel of Pakistan, that's our LRMG, is going to be leaving. We want to make sure we pray for him. Amen. That God protects him on his travel home. And when he returns home, that he puts his protection all around him and the saints there. Amen. You who have a prayer request out there in Radio Land, as we're praying, I want you to go to the throne of grace and believe it and receive it. No point in going there if you don't believe it. There's no point of you praying if you're not sincere. But go to God in prayer with all sincerity and believe it and receive it. Amen. We're going to pray. Yeah, Team Magic, if you will stand up while we pray. Come on up here. We're going to put some bless all on you. Thank you, Jesus. Child of Mother, you know, you can come on up here too. Right here, right here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We put that down on the floor right there. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you that you cover in your blood. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you bless him as he travels, Lord, from country to country till he gets home. But, oh, Father God, all power is in your hand. Nothing is impossible for you. Lord, you know why you called him. You know the mission that you've given him. Lord, let him receive all of your power, all of your anointing, all of your calling. Lord, open up his understanding according to your will and your work in the name of Jesus as he goes back home in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know how to release the power all in the inside that he burned it with fire and then set the chapel on fire. Hey, yes, Lord, thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help him to say yes to your will. Help him to say yes to your will. Lord, you know he needs to be baptized and filled with your Holy Spirit. Whatever it is, Lord, help him meet the condition, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we need you right now. Move by your Spirit. Yes, Lord, by the enemy, Lord, that comes to hinder that. Oh, yes, yeah, yes, to the mama. Yes, Lord, by the enemy, Lord. Anything in him that's not like him, Lord. Yeah, anything in him not like you. Move it out, Lord. Send deliverance, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, we bind the enemy on every hand in his life, Lord. We bind the enemy on every hand in the life of his family, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bind every attack of the enemy at PCP in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your will be done. Let your will be done. Yes, Lord. It's all about you. It's all about you. Your will be done. That you are praised and glorified and magnified. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank God. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As we play the song, those of you who need to just take time out, amen, and examine yourself as we play our song, which is the altar call, something happened. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, the Lord has something. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's not one. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now. You know our situation. You know where we are in you. So, Lord, I ask that you look on everyone. Lord, wherever we are in you. Lord, we ask you to forgive us of our sins. Lord, to make us worthy, make us worthy, Lord, to partake of your body and of drink of your blood in the name of Jesus. Every prayer we request, Lord, you know what it is, spoken and unspoken. Lord, we ask you right now. Lord, hear supplication. Lord, hear.